This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Since May this year, there's been 8 cases that have been identified across Melbourne of meningococcal, almost all in gay and bisexual men. Starting today, gay and bisexual men in Victoria can receive a free meningococcal vaccination following an outbreak of the deadly disease. Meningococcal is a serious bacterial infection that can cause rapid, serious illness, which can be fatal for 10% of infected people. Anyone who feels suddenly unwell with fever, rash, headache or light sensitivity, muscle aches and pain should seek urgent medical attention. In a statement on Friday, Acting Chief Health Officer of Victoria, Dr. Brett Sutton, urged men who have sex with men to get themselves vaccinated to reduce the spread of the disease, with free vaccinations available for gay and bisexual men from today. December 11th, 2017, until June 30th, 2018. Dr. Sutton joins me now on The Informer. Welcome. We've had a meningococcal C outbreak in Victoria with 8 confirmed cases. Why is 8 such a concerning number?
Well, I guess it flags that there's probably more transmission going on than just in those 8 cases. Those are the individuals who've gotten invasive disease, but it's probably an indication that the bacteria spread more widely in the gay and bisexual population. So we really want to turn this outbreak around by making sure that as many of the MSM population as possible can be immunised to protect themselves and the broader community.
So what are the symptoms of meningococcal if someone might be concerned that they have contracted it?
It's a very serious illness and it comes on very quickly. So I guess, one of the main things to be aware of is an illness where you feel worse than you've ever felt before and it's getting worse. It can present in different ways, so there's no one symptom that locks it in, I guess. But meningococcal can present especially as meningitis, which is neck stiffness, headache, fever, nausea and vomiting, sensitivity to light, and septicemia, which is really more general unwellness, fever, muscle aches and pains, and really just a sense of, worse than you've ever felt in your life. And the key thing is, if you're not getting better, if you're concerned, even if you've already been to a GP or an emergency department and you were sent home, if you're getting worse, get a second opinion, present again to hospital and get checked out.
Well, and this is why we have now the vaccine is available from today until June 30th, so that men who have sex with men or bisexual men and gay men can get the vaccine so they can protect themselves.
That's right. All of these cases we think have occurred in men who have sex with men. We think that the broader MSM population are at risk, but we know that, getting the vaccine will protect them individually, but will also stop the transmission of this bug within the community and therefore, stop it being an issue at all. There have been a few outbreaks in other places around the world in recent years. They've all needed an immunisation program response to stop spread of the illness. But it's worked in all of those cases, and so we want to get in early here and turn this outbreak around.
So the important thing in regards to this as well is to go and see your GP. If you're concerned you may have some of the symptoms, you can go and see your GP and they can help you in regards to that, but also to get your vaccination, let your GP know so they can get it in and then you can get vaccinated.
That's right. So call ahead, make sure the GP's placed an order for the vaccine and it's available at the clinic or a sexual health centre. And certainly if you're unwell with symptoms, if you feel significantly unwell, it might be a case of calling an ambulance if it's that kind of severity. Otherwise, if you've just got some concerns about symptoms and you want to check in as to what they might be, nurse on call or calling your GP in advance are options as well.
Besides just men who have sex with men, are there any other parts of our community who might be in a higher risk factor in regards to getting this disease?
We certainly know that in previous outbreaks internationally that HIV-positive men have been more at risk. We haven't seen that with our cases thus far, but we have to assume that the vulnerability of HIV-positive men is the same as has occurred with other outbreaks. So, you know, it's a message for all MSM, but HIV-positive men are absolutely included in our messaging, and we want them to take up the vaccine. They're eligible, and they will certainly be protected by getting immunised the same as everyone else.
And how is it transmitted?
Well, you know, traditionally meningococcal disease is from close prolonged contact. So the cases that we normally get in Australia, you know, we think about it maybe having been transmitted through intimate kissing or being a household contact, you know, spending hours and hours in close contact with others. With this outbreak, it's probably intimate kissing. We can't absolutely say that it's not sexual transmission. That's been noted before in an outbreak in Berlin. But either way, vaccination is the protection. So, you know, if it's intimate kissing, vaccination will protect people. If it happens to be sexual transmission, vaccination is also the response. But it's not through casual contact. It's not through walking past someone on the street or touching surfaces on a tram. It's going to be through that close personal contact.
That's whenever people hear the word outbreak, they start to panic and freak out. But at the end of the day, the reason why you guys made this announcement last week and have made the vaccine available is so that everyone can seek treatment and get vaccinated accordingly, and so they can protect themselves overall.
Yeah, that's right. There's certainly no need to panic, but, you know, outbreaks don't turn around on their own generally, and, you know, this is a vaccine-preventable disease. We know that getting the vaccine will, you know, give people the reassurance that they're not going to become unwell with, you know, what amounts to a serious illness, and is also a means of protecting their close contacts and their intimate contacts. So, you know, it's really just getting the message out that immunisation will protect them and will end this outbreak, you know, in the Melbourne population and more broadly in Victoria.
Men who have close or intimate contact with other men should get protected against this potentially deadly disease. Those in relationships or meeting online or through apps, bars, clubs or parties, you're at risk. The infection can lead to meningitis and sepsis, as we heard, which can be deadly in up to 10% of cases. And about 20% of people who survive the disease are left with permanent disabilities such as brain damage or the loss of fingers, toes or limbs. People with higher risk are encouraged to get vaccinated as soon as possible. These include people living with HIV, people who have had their spleen removed or are on immunosuppressive drugs, and people with decreased immune function or stem cell transplants. Symptoms of invasive meningococcal disease in older children and adults can include fever, headache, loss of appetite, neck stiffness, discomfort when looking at bright lights, nausea and or vomiting, diarrhea, aching or sore muscles, painful or swollen joints, difficulty walking, moaning, unintelligible speech, kind of like me right now, drowsiness, confusion, or they could collapse or have a rash of red or purple pinprick spots or larger bruises. If you're concerned that you're suffering from any of these symptoms, go and see your GP and get yourself vaccinated to protect yourself. Just like Silas did, who I spoke to earlier today, after he received his vaccination for all four strains of meningococcal.
At first I'd heard of the vaccine being made available at no cost to Victorian gay men and men who have sex with men, was the announcement of the vaccine being made available last week. So, yeah, that was the first I'd heard of the outbreak, and that was why I decided to go and get my vaccination today.
Was it something you were concerned about, or you just thought, it's there, there's a warning, I should do something?
Look, it wasn't something that I was overly concerned about, but I had an appointment with my GP scheduled to do my normal PrEP-X follow-up. So I thought that I would just see if I could add it to the appointment, and luckily Santa Clinic and St Kilda were more than happy to oblige.
So it was nice and easy to just go and get the vaccination?
Yeah, absolutely. It was just all part of the show. It was really easy. There were no delays particularly. The clinic nurse told me they'd ordered 50 units for people for this week. And that due to overwhelming demand, they decided to order another 200 units. So it looks like this is going to be another kind of successful public health initiative that that benefits all of us. So the injection didn't hurt at all. It's just a small intramuscular injection in the upper arm. In fact, the worst part of it was getting the Band-Aid off at the end of it.
So is there anything you need to be concerned with any symptoms from the vaccination or anything like that?
No, there was nothing that was mentioned to me in the appointment today as a side effect to watch out for. And I'm not expecting to have any unpleasant kind of experiences in the next couple of days. So I think there's no reason for anyone to shy away from it. Go get it done now.
Exactly. And you've got the whole Christmas season to keep on kissing all the boys that you like.
That's right. That's right. And believe you me, Dean, I plan to do just that.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.